Hey, guys, how we doing?
Hey, Coach, you're on with the Patriots Media Workroom.
Okay, hope you guys are doing well up there in Foxborough.
We are.
Great.
Mike, what's the what's been the biggest key to getting off to a really solid start?
Well, it's something that we had talked about for our team. It was something we wanted to do last year, and not only in games but in the season. Last year we were the number one team in points scored in the first quarter, and I think it's been something that we've been able to carry over. We want to start fast, and I think it's been really all three phases. Our special teams has done a very nice job with their coverages, so we've had some field position success, and we've moved the ball offensively, and we've been able to slow them down on defense. So I really think that's it's been a team effort.
Mike, with Matt Ryan, what were some of the top areas that you wanted to see him improve on from his rookie season?
Well, Matt, like all of our players, we asked him to do a self-evaluation, and the two things that we kind of agreed upon that were areas that he wanted to improve was, one was his accuracy, and two was his decision making. And I think all great quarterbacks, like the quarterback that you guys have on your team up there, that's the two traits that I think separate him from the other quarterbacks in the league is the accuracy, being able to put the ball into tight spaces, and then, of course, their decision-making, because more and more defenses are getting more complex with their disguise packages, and I think those are two things that Matt wanted to improve on. And through the first two games, I think he's done a very good job. His completion percentage is up, and we've been really pleased with the decisions that he's made out there on the field.
I was going to ask you, in those first two games, is there one play that stands out to you when you think about those two things, the accuracy and the decision-making, whether it was against the Dolphins or the Panthers, that stood out to you?
There were a number of throws, in both games. There were a couple of times throws to our tight end where it was going to be either he was going to catch it or nobody's going to catch it. And I think that's the thing that Matt and all the outstanding quarterbacks do. And there was two on third down conversions this past week. One was a challenge play, but it was a catch, to Tony, and it was on third down, and it was thrown low and outside. There was really good coverage, and he threw it away from the defender. And I think that's the thing that stands out with all the great quarterbacks in this league.
Has there been a key to your defense creating as many turnovers as it has in the first two games?
Well, we are improved in that area. Last year, that was one of the things as a staff that we felt we had to improve on, and we have done a nice job emphasizing it. Our coaching staff, not only in practice, but also creating situations and drill work to create turnovers. And I think that it's to this point, it has carried over onto the field, and our guys have really bought into it. And I think it becomes, like anything, you have to mentally believe it first before it physically happens. And I think our guys have really bought into it, and our coaches have done a good job in creating an atmosphere in practice and in the meeting rooms that turnovers are going to be a very, very important part of our success.
Mike, did you learn something having watched the game film of the Patriots and Jets, watching how the Jets went about playing their defense?
Well, it was a fun game to watch for all NFL fans. I thought it was a hard-fought game that really came down, like most games, to five or six plays here for one team or the other. And watching it strategically, how it played out, it was an interesting game to watch from a coaching standpoint. And I know the fans surely enjoyed a well-fought game as well.
Coach, does it appear Brady's footwork in the pocket is any different since he had the surgery and Can you guys exploit that a little bit by bringing more pressure than you normally
no,
would?
No, I don't see anything there. And again, we evaluate when we're evaluating our opponent. We don't evaluate on one or two games. We evaluate on the whole piece. You know, on the whole piece of work. And I'm very familiar, having had the opportunity to play against the Patriots and Tom over the last 5 or 6 years, and he doesn't look any different than he has in the previous games when I played him when we were in Jacksonville. I think he's doing a very good job of distributing the ball, getting it into the guys that can make plays. So I don't see any difference.
Strategically, having watched him over a number of years, is pressurizing him the way to go?
Well, I think that Tom's seen it all. You know, and that offense has seen it all, and it really is going to come down to who makes plays when they're put in a situation to make it. I don't know that you want to say there's one way to attack or one better way. It's going to really come down to those defensive players competing against the offense of the Patriots there on Sunday.
Mike, what is your level of concern, if there is any at all, about Matt Ryan coming back to where he played in college? Maybe that, you know, is a distraction, or maybe, you know, that keys him up a little more, or maybe it doesn't.
Well, Matt is such an even-keeled young man, and, you know, he's handled every situation that's been presented to him really since he finished his eligibility there at Boston College, and I don't feel that going back up there is going to be a distraction. Matt's going to prepare like he prepares for all games, and we talk about all the time, you know, one of the things that we have complete control over is our preparation. You know, we may not be able to handle or control what's going to happen on Sunday. You know, there's going to be a lot of things that are going to be out of our control, but the one thing that we can always handle is at what level and how well we're going to prepare for our games.
I know with draft picks, you never know exactly what you have until they arrive, but with Matt, when did you know that this was the kind of player he'd be?
Well, we knew that Matt had an outstanding skill set as we were doing our due diligence in terms of the evaluation when Thomas, Dimitroff, and myself were going through this draft process. But I think it really became evident about the second preseason game. You know, we had an open competition last year, and we told all four of the quarterbacks on our roster that they were all going to get, an equal number of snaps, and we were going to let them compete. I think it became very evident in the second preseason. After the second preseason game, we made the decision that Matt was going to be our starting quarterback, and he ended up starting the third and fourth preseason game. But early on, we could tell there were a number of occasions where he would make a throw and you would go, man, I'd look over to Mike Mularkey or Bill Musgrave on the practice field, and you'd say, man, did he really just make that throw, or what a great decision that was. So, Matt, just like myself, being a first-time head coach, we've made lots of mistakes last year that we can learn from, and our team, that's one of the things that we're really trying to do is make sure that we evaluate everything that we do and try to improve each and every week.
On the other side of the ball, what's the most popular way that teams have tried to combat Tony Gonzalez? I know it's only been early, but what have you seen?
Well, Tony's numbers speak for themselves. In terms of what he's done throughout his career in his 13 years, and strategically, people are going to try to defend not Tony but our offense in different ways. And I think again, when it really comes down to it, it's really about those guys, the 22 guys that are out there playing. But I will say this about Tony Gonzalez: Tony not only makes our offense better, but he makes our whole entire football team better. He has got the most unbelievable work ethic that I've ever been around, and it not only rubs off on the other tight ends or the offensive players, but it rubs off on everybody in the building and in the locker room, because he spends the extra time working his trade, and this is a guy that's been doing a long time, not just catching balls but working on his blocking. And I think it uh, has been a very good acquisition for us.
Mike, how different is it preparing for a Patriots defense without Bruschi and Vrabel and Harrison and some of the guys you faced in Jacksonville? Do they look a lot different on film than they did maybe during their heyday?
No, not really. You know, you're watching the same thing schematically, and that's one thing that Coach Pease and Coach Belichick and the staff, Pepper Johnson, that they do up there is they have those guys prepared, and they have an outstanding game plan each and every week. You know, we don't really concern ourselves with what numbers those guys are wearing because, you know, Patriot football and Patriot defense is based on what they want to try to get done schematically.
Mike, have you noticed Matt Ryan standing among, you know, his teammates or in the locker room any different as a second-year quarterback than as a rookie?
Yes, most definitely. Matt has earned the right to be a leader on our football team because he's a guy that's made a lot of plays. And I think early on, our guys recognized what Matt's abilities are. And I think he's familiar with the majority of the guys on the team now, where last year he came in and had no idea who these guys were. He knows who they are. And one of the things that we try to always do with our guys is that we tell our guys, hey, we're going to work hard, but we're going to have fun. And that group down in our locker room is a group of guys that enjoy coming to work and having fun, and Matt's right in the middle of them.
All right, Mike, thank you very much.
All right, thank you, guys. You guys have a great week.
Okay, safe travels.
Yes, thank you.